Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
All right. Well, we very special guest right here, right now. When you're a kid, obviously, playing footy, you have a dream, and if you grow up in somewhere like beautiful Mackay in Queensland, I guess the initial dream may be to head off and play footy at the great stadiums around the world. I guess the second part of that dream then is once that has been achieved is to come back and play as the superstar and perform on your old home ground. That's exactly what Daly Cherry Evans did, and he joins us now. G'day, mate. Congratulations.
Hey, lads. How are we?
I'm very, very well. I love listening to you talking on Nine, I think it was, last night at the end of the game, and you mentioned Joey. You talked about that being at your home ground. It was terrific.
Yeah, it is. Rugby league's a big part of Queensland, and I know my journey through growing up was watching NRL players come to town and get an inspiration from that. And, you know, I had that little funny encounter with Joey when the Knights played the Cowboys in a trial match. So, Mackay played a huge part in my sort of footy career, and it was so cool to get back there last night and play a finals game there.
Hey, Daly, congrats on the win last night. Different sort of opposition than what you faced last week and what you'll face next week. What do you take out of last night's performance?
Yeah, it was, mate. You can only play what's in front of you, though, and I felt like we made the right adjustments from the week before, and we probably learned some really hard lessons against Melbourne, but I think we made those adjustments and played a really good style of footy against the Chooks last night, but they were a different team compared to the team that we played in round one, and I'd like to think we'd grown as a team as well. So, like I said, we could only play what was out there. And with that, I felt like we took a step in the right direction.
Daly, you probably started slow against Melbourne, but you started fast last night. Was that spoken about, the need to you know, get at them early and try and blow them off the park, I guess?
Yeah, look, you're right that we definitely wanted to start well. We weren't intent on making the scoreline, you know, like, ridiculous, you know, blowout sort of scenario, but we definitely wanted to start well, and we just wanted to be in a game, whether it was nil all or six all or 12 all after half time, you know, and know that we're in a good contest. And I think we played that style of footy, and even though we probably jagged a few more tries than we set out for, it was nice to try and, I guess, set up and build a game for once and not play from behind.
DC, this week I think your coach, your mentor Desi, opted for the siege mentality type status, didn't speak to any of the media, none of the players did. What was he like this week? Obviously last week against Melbourne, that burnt. Was he more intense this week at video sessions and training sessions?
At the start of the week, he certainly let us know that what we performed, the way we performed against Melbourne wasn't good enough, and that's understandable. Like I sort of said before, was, you know, losses like that can make or break you, and I feel like it's made us, and we learned some really hard lessons, and, you know, Desi sort of made it pretty clear on what we needed to work on, and I don't think he was too crazy for the week. I think he just went to what works best for him, and that was making sure that he's preparing us well and getting those, you know, getting the best out of everyone.
Daly, just before Des went to the media conference, did he turn to the playing group in the dressing room and say, "Does my hair look right?" And everybody went, "Yes, that is perfect."
He does not have to ask because he knows where his hair's sitting at all moments.
Well, he must have walked down a wind tunnel.
It was something about Mary we were saying earlier. It was brilliant.
Hey, DC, it was obviously a lot of chat about your performance and Tommy's, but Jake just seemed to find his touch again, his rhythm last night. He's had a sort of an up-and-down season, but, his performance was excellent last night.
Yeah, look, you know, I understand that, you know, it's, you know, you got your guys' job to talk about, you know, who performed and who didn't perform and all that sort of stuff, but I know as a team, we just went out there that understanding it wasn't about who was going to get the rewards or who was going to get the credit. It was about all of us doing our job and making sure that we'll put ourselves in a position to win the game. And, you know, understandably, Tommy gets those accolades because of the form he's in, but there's a lot of people that have played a lot of thankless footy this year for us, and I think last night was, you know, Jake's finally got some credit for the footy he played, and he was outstanding last night. Him and the rest of the forward pack really laid that platform for us to, you know, to do our thing out wider.
Daly, cast your mind forward, right? What you're up against Wayne and South this week, and you've had a bit to do with Wayne over the years. I mean, you've been coached by him in Origin. Him and Dez, are there any similarities? Do you imagine they'll play off against each other in the media this week? How do you think that'll go?
I can't imagine Dez wanting too much fanfare around him or Wayne. You know, one thing they do have in common is that they love the game and they want the game you know, played in, within the best interests of the players, and they care about their players. So I don't think they want too much attention on themselves. It's just not the sort of people they are, but they love their footy, they love their players, and they show it in different ways, and I guess they communicate in different ways, but I think they've both shown that they can be effective, and I've enjoyed playing under both styles, and you know, hopefully Desi's style gets us over the line this week.
Just back to Mackay for a sec, DCE. Like, come on, the start of the season, imagine forecasting that we'd play two elimination finals in Mackay, a town of 82,000 people, the Sugar Town, where notable residents are Benny Barber and yourself and Dane Gagai, Jeff Hugel, Jody Gordon, Kathy Freeman.
Wow.
This, I mean, in 20 or 30 years' time, the locals of Mackay are going to sit back and go, can you believe that we had the two best games in the NRL right here on our doorstep? How are they going to be?
It's cool. I could sense it in the atmosphere, you know, at the game, you know, like they were just, everyone was so grateful to have that level of footy played in you know, a country town.
Mm.
I said at the start of the show, you know, like Queenslanders do love their rugby league, and certainly the further north you go, the more they're into it. So, you know, Mackay was just buzzing, and, you know, there wasn't a whole heap of numbers there, but I can tell you, you know, it felt like a really good sort of atmosphere, and I know a lot of people up there will be talking about this for a long time, and I'm proud to have played a little part in that.
What was also nice to watch is that the great respect between the two sides and for that man, Josh Morris, walking off a footy field for the last time.
Yeah. Moz has been one of the best centres in the game for such a long time, and, you know, the try-scoring record and the defensive centre, like, it's just amazing the career he's put together, and it was really cool to, you know, I guess play a part in his last game and to send him off. I think everyone really respected the career he's had, and we were more than happy to give him that sort of, you know, small gesture on the way off. But he's had a hell of a career, and it's really cool to have played alongside of him at different stages.
Where do you think Desi's focus will be this week coming up against South? Where are they dangerous? Where are they a little bit vulnerable?
Look, I definitely think we're going to, like, naturally, Desi coach sides, we are going to, you know, do a bit of video on them and prepare on for what's coming. But I think one thing we learned is not putting too much attention into the opposition. We've got to make sure we get ourselves right, fellas. And we've probably got a little bit caught up in worrying too much about them that first week of finals. And this week, we really did just knuckle down on what we wanted to do and the style of footy we wanted to play. And we believe that's going to be enough to, you know, to go to another level and challenge South. So, their left edge is obviously something that we'll watch this week, but I honestly think the best thing we can do is focus on us this week. It's so important.
Dale, I assume you've got the wife and kids up there. How do you spend today, and are you missing the God's country, the Northern Beaches?
I definitely am missing Sydney. You know, regardless of the situation they're in, I do miss home. That has become home for me, and I feel, you know, a little bit bad for the situation that it's been put through, and I guess that's what makes it easier to appreciate where we are up here. But today I'm lucky enough to be by the pool with the kids and spend some family time. But you know, tomorrow we're back into it, mate. We won't have a Sunday off, that's for sure. We'll get into it tomorrow.
Yeah, and you want to keep that being away from Sydney for a couple of weeks yet, don't you, to get through to that grand final. Daly, yeah. Congratulations on a great effort, terrific game of footy for yourself and your team last night.
Yep, cheers, lads. Thank you.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.